Indigenous cultural sites carry a deep and living significance. However, recognition of this importance by government and mainstream society is, suffice to say, pretty difficult to come by. Currently, this can be seen with the protests to prevent the Victorian government from bulldozing the sacred trees of the Jabiru to the unnecessary outcry over the decision to stop allowing people to climb Uluru to prevent further degradation of the site. So what can be done to better protect Indigenous sites of cultural heritage? We're joined now by Dr. Emma Lee, an Aboriginal Tasmanian and a research fellow at the Swinburne University of Technology. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's a real pleasure.
Absolutely. So for those who might not know, what was the traditional understanding of Aboriginal Tasmanians post-colonization?
Oh, my goodness. Well, first and foremost, we're mostly famous for not existing. We're always the grand oversized narrative of colonial excess and greed, that Tasmanian Aboriginal people got wiped out upon the death of our countrywoman, Truckanini, in 1876. But that's not true at all.
Well, obviously, I'm talking to you right now, so... You seem to still exist. You used a method called love bombing as a decolonizing strategy to help change relationships with the Tasmanian government. What is love bombing?
Well, one of the things about media is that we tend to be overwhelmed by about dysfunctional stories in Indigenous communities. And being an Aboriginal woman, I know about love for country, love for elders, love for our cultural heritage. But that doesn't seem to be getting through. And so... Indigenous peoples aren't rich. We've got to, rely on what assets we have. And so love for country, people, community, place was the thing that changed whole perspectives in Tasmania, that we were able to then share that love through kinship and reciprocity with the Tasmanian government to say, you are our brother and sister, you are our cousins, you are also our aunties and uncles, and you belong to us. And it reduced all the anxiety about how we move forward in relationships together.
So the main thrust of it is like changing the narrative from one of sort of like, tragedy and loss to something where we can make it love and a common cause.
Absolutely. There's so much fear and anxiety and fatigue and favoritism and people trying to find that in with us. And so we just went to the government and said, look, thanks for all of it. Thanks for the exile and genocide and disposition. We love you. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Now let's get on with the business, of developing that relationship. We're saying there's no worries here. We can't forget. And we don't need to.
Right.
But that doesn't prevent us from here and now moving forward in developing strong and enduring relationships where we trust each other.
Absolutely. And were the results from this love bombing campaign positive? Did you get the kind of reaction you were looking for?
We got more than what we were looking for. We expected to be thrown out on the seat of our pants. Like, go away. This is crazy. We got constitutional recognition in under 2 years in the Tasmanian mm-hmm. States Constitution for raising the idea to the governor signing off on it. That's unheard of. Most people haven't heard of it because there was no controversy. It was based on love. We've now got a globally unique education curriculum system, which is web-based, so elders' stories can be beamed into the classroom as much as parents' and caregivers' houses.
Right.
We've got a statement of intent from both major parties that the reset the relationship strategy, this overarching whole of government strategy, will be respected regardless of who's in parliament puts Indigenous affairs outside of the election cycle.
Extraordinary. Which is a very, very difficult thing to do here in Australia. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So it's great that you had this response. How do you think that love bombing as an idea sits alongside the need to protect against development and destruction of sites such as the Jabiru sacred trees?
That's really interesting because at the moment Victoria, it was the first state to say we will discuss a treaty. And the Jabiru people have said, we don't want to stop this development. We just want alternatives that protects and allows mutual benefit. Mm-hmm. And so I think that the relationship about a treaty from a government perspective and how priorities collide with treaty still hasn't been worked out yet. And I'm sad about that because, you know, in Tasmania we sort of said, well, okay, there needs to be a balance so that Indigenous peoples can be involved in appropriate development on lands, you know, to be social enterprise entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And so we've been able to, you know, push through these other alternatives based on mutual respect and plenty of opinions. So long as it's framed within this Reset the Relationship strategy of trust and integrity and belonging.
Right, absolutely. So, Emma, with you know, the success of this love bombing campaign, do you think that we are maybe seeing like a shift towards something where we do have, you know, good attitudes towards Aboriginal cultural and Aboriginal sites and recognition of that and appropriate action? Are we actually getting somewhere with this, do you think?
Yes, I do. Yes, absolutely, I do. You know, if we look at Garma Festival and the strength of that place being able to help decide government policy on an Australian level, came out of the Gove Mine in the 1960s, where Indigenous peoples had no rights of say. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have improved. What we need to do is have a deeper relationship on how other Australians feel connected to these places. It's not just a matter of saying, look, there's a wrong that needs to be made right. It means that we have to, you know, for everyone has to find their own place in relation to our cultural heritage, mm-hmm. and to belong to that. And so that's a little bit of a deeper process, but I think we're on the way.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you so much for joining us this morning and talking about it.
Thank you so much. I've enjoyed that. Enjoy your day.
You too. Thank you.